Hey guys, welcome to Culture Corner Pod, a podcast that started with my wife so we could talk about things we've seen, done, and consumed in Japan since we just moved here. There's also a magazine that goes along with the podcast every month for free on Facebook, Culture Corner Podcast, and you can follow us on Twitter, CCornerPod. Now, let's just get on with the episode. It's the first one, so I hope you guys enjoy. How y'all doing today? We are on the first episode of the Culture Corner Podcast. My name is Ashish.
My name is Bree.
How y'all doing today? This is our first episode and we are recording in Japan.
In Japan, Tokyo!
Yeah, no, it's crazy because I never thought I'd make it here. You know? Like, can we just talk about that real quick? How insane is it that, like, we are in Tokyo, Japan?
It's pretty insane, mainly because, like, that was, like, a small little dream when I was, like, 14, when I was obsessed with anime. And then now I'm here.
What's crazy is that, like, we actually did it. Like, I was not expecting for it to happen this soon. So for those of you who don't know who we are, my name is Ashish. This is my wife, Bree. We moved to Japan because I teach English here. And I like to do a lot of stuff. And I'm very creative. But I also, I'm not good at, like, finishing things. So this is my journey with you, Bree. We can maybe, I'm thinking just do this for a year. Like, 1 year. Once or twice a month. If you don't know, I also have a magazine along with this podcast, Culture Corner Pod on Facebook, and you can get the journal over there as well. So I feature artists, I feature music, I write little pieces, and I kind of do this on the side just for fun. Mm-hmm. You already saw the first issue. What'd you think?
I thought it was really awesome because I think it's a good way to create memories of where we've been. And also, like you said, you spotlight people.
Yeah. So two people I wanted to shout out. One is Eric and one is Jay. Y'all are really cool. Thank you for sending in your art. It was really interesting to try and like fit both styles and incorporate like the visual aesthetic into the larger piece of the magazine. Mm. Also, for everyone who didn't make it in, I'm really sorry. I only have 30 pages a month. So it's kind of hard to fit everything in. But hopefully I can get more and more pieces in and more people featured. For those of you who didn't read it yet, check it out on Facebook. It's free to download. There should be a Google Drive link. Also, there is a Twitter that you can follow for like recent updates. So we're gonna get started with the pod. Part one is the catch up. So what have we been doing this month? Right now it's October 1st. Yeah, it's October 1st. So Brie.
So this month has been crazy because it's also been our first month here. We went through a lot of figuring out how to live here because there's one aspect, you know, you're visiting Japan and you're like, okay, this is really cool. And then it hits and you're like, oh, I have to live here. So a lot of it was figuring out bills and, you know, where to go grocery shopping, where to get clothes, how to get Sims and have Wi-Fi when you're and data when you're not at home. So
yeah, I think that's been the hardest part. Definitely when I first got here, I lucked out and I got a pretty good deal for like 5 gigs. That lasted me. I used it pretty heavily until you got here. And then I know after that, we had a little bit of struggle finding Sims. But yeah, definitely once you get here, find Wi-Fi or data first, because that's one of the biggest things. I even wrote a piece about it in the journal for more information. But yeah, that's what we've been doing.
I mean, it's pretty easy once you arrive, even if you're just going to stay here for a week or if you're going to stay here long term. There's always Sims that you can buy at the airport. They're, of course, more expensive, but
yeah, the airport will like something.
Get something so that you can use Google Maps or something while you're traveling, because it is, everything is mainly in Japanese. There's some English, but we're lucky because we're in Tokyo. But if you're going outside of Tokyo, it could get harder for you.
Yeah, I've noticed it in the Tokyo area and like in the regions around Tokyo, there's a lot of English. It may not be like major stuff, but transportation like trains and buses, they have some English too, which is pretty cool. This month we went to the vegan festival in Yokohama. And yeah, there was a lot of English there to like help us navigate and do all this other stuff.
And yeah, Yokohama was about almost 2 hours away from us, and honestly trains make those kind of trips so doable because it doesn't feel like 2 hours going there.
So you've been here almost a month, or is it a month now?
Believe so.
Okay,
it's been I arrived the 26th.
Yes. So, how do you feel? August 26th, right?
August 26th, yes. And it's September. No, it's October 1st.
Yes, October 1st.
Yeah. Okay, so it has been a little bit of a struggle because I've only lived in America and I've only lived in Texas.
Oh, jeez. I know you, and I know you told me that, but I never thought about how you've only lived in Texas.
Yes.
Ooh. So what's it like?
I like it. I've been craving for something different ever since I moved out of my household when I was 18.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted more than just living in a different city in Texas. So this is like mind blowing. Also because there's so much less diversity here compared to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even I think recently were you there? We were watching the Vice video. They were talking about how Japan is one of the most homogenous countries, like racially. Yes. I think it's like something 98.5% is all Japanese people, and the other populations are very small.
Yes.
So definitely from Houston to Tokyo, yes, that's a big difference.
And a lot of the foreigners here are also East Asian foreigners. So it's even a smaller population of Westerners or anybody outside that's not Asian.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, it still teaches you a lot. And it's really cool because here they definitely have established culture.
Yeah.
Like there were matsuris, like festivals, all the time here when we first arrived. Of course, it was summer. Yeah. But
I think it's like the end of summer. So everything's like, you know, summer's over, like, woo, party.
But it was really cool. They have a lot of traditions because it's like mainly one race.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's crazy too because there's a lot of back and forth with Japan and other cultures. I think it's really cool how they've adapted different things. I know definitely recently in 2015 and 16, there was at least a 30%+ of tourism. So a lot more people are visiting Japan. So it's interesting, especially working for me, because I talk to my kids and I always ask them, like, how many other languages do you speak on my first couple of classes? And literally one person said, oh, I also speak Chinese. I was like, dang.
Yeah. I mean, it's not so much different in the United States. Most people just speak English, but they at least know of different languages and different races and nationalities. More so than here, it's definitely...
Yeah, there's a lot more diversity, but there's also a lot of language, too. Like, in the States, if you don't know Spanish, sometimes things can be a little rough for you, especially in the South. But I know here, it's different, because, like, English is everywhere, but it's not spoken very much. That's the thing. So if you can kind of read it, you can get by.
Yeah.
Oh, my job gets a lot harder. Okay, so that's the catch-up. Hopefully, you guys like that. Now you guys know who we are. And let's go into the second part of the intro. So, what's up? What have we been doing?
What have we been doing? Other than learning how to live here, we've just been scouting for places to go. So, like, you know, your everyday things, like going to parks, you know, going to different stores, finding out, like, what's Japan's Best Buy or, you know, stuff like that to really make yourself feel more comfortable and normal. But really, we've just been looking for different places to visit. So definitely, we don't want to just stay in Tokyo. We want to visit as many prefectures, there's 47, in Japan as much as possible before we leave the country. We're not too sure how long it's going to be. But
yeah, one of my teachers was really cool, too. I think I got you a copy of it. He gave me a map. So, like, anytime you go visit a place, you just color it in. And he does that for all the teachers, too. So that's really cool. They've been really nice about, like, hey, go see Japan. Do you remember the cultural festival? Not at the school, but at the station.
Yes.
With the dancing and then like the traditional music and performance. That was recommended to me by another teacher too. So they're like, they're definitely pushing like, hey, go see Japan, which is really nice of them. I know they could have just been, you know, kind of like, well, we just want you to work. But they're like, no, you're here. You're young. You know, go check things out, which is really nice. There's something I wanted to mention specifically. How do you feel not having a car right now? Because right now it's all trains. And we don't have bikes yet. We're going to get bicycles pretty soon. How do you feel? Because I know you've been driving most of your adult life.
Yes, definitely. Ever since I was 17, I was driving all the time. And it does feel weird not having that car that is yours and it's in the parking lot you can use at any time. But honestly, I have less of a headache and worry because cars, you have to maintenance them all the time. And here it is so easy to just go walk to a train station and ride a train or go to a bus station and ride a bus. And it, their services are so clean, so efficient, so punctual. That honestly,
the punctuality is weird.
Yeah, I can get anywhere at any time, no problem. So, I mean, if we're here for like 5 years or something, we might get a car. Yeah. But honestly, I could use a bike. But walking and trains and buses are just fine.
Okay, so how do you feel about the cars that are here? Like the design, they're so different.
They're so tiny. Like, you can definitely tell if someone has like a Western car because like the front of the car is so narrow and long, but here everything's like cut, like the front of like the hood of the car, I guess.
Yeah, the hood does.
It's just like so short.
It's like somebody squished it up against
like,
the wall.
Cars and vehicles here are more tall and narrow versus like wide and long.
Yeah, remember one time we were walking home from the station and then a regular size like Chevy truck pulled up.
Yeah, we were like, what?
Yeah, well, it took up most of the tiny road it was on.
Exactly.
And we were just like,
because roads here are narrow. Like, it's definitely more geared for pedestrians. So people who are walking or riding bikes definitely have more right-of-way here than cars do, which is really cool.
Yeah. Another thing I've noticed is that on the streets, like at little intersections, maybe if you can hear that in the background, it's officially 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock. So there's always like a little alarm thing that goes on.
Well, not really. Not alarm. It's like a. That makes it sound scary. It's like a city bell theme.
Yeah, it's like a very nice, soothing bell. I think this song represents something, but I don't know what it is because I hear it at stations too. But every day at 5, it goes off. What was I saying? Oh, on the streets. Mm-hmm. Sometimes at intersections, there's little lights on the ground that are flashing at night. I think they're like timed or something. But when it gets dark, those lights indicate an intersection.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was a thing until like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I noticed that like if it's a four-way intersection, two of the lights will be red and then two of them will be yellow. And so some roads can yield and some roads have to stop and then keep going.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really efficient way because you don't really see stop signs that often in residential areas. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
And also the cars turn off a lot of times. They idle stop. So I remember one time we were walking to a grocery store, I think, the one that's nearby. Mm-hmm. And you remember we were about to cross and the car just turned off and we were like, oh, dude.
Oh, yeah. We were like, are they okay? But then we noticed every time cars stop, like their cars also turn off.
Mm-hmm. And then newer cars specifically.
Newer cars, yeah. It's just like save energy and save gas and stuff like that.
Gas is expensive, especially on an island.
Yeah.
Which is insane. And then also another thing, I keep reminding myself that Japan is an island. Like, what's crazy is that when you live on an island, like if you visit Hawaii, it's a different culture for cars and walking. I don't know if anybody else knows what I'm talking about, but like the cars here are handled differently when they drive. And also the roads are much closer to the cars. I remember one time I was on the bus coming from the airport to the hotel where I was going to stay for work for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And me being like the cheerful, goofy idiot that I am, my head was outside the window. I asked the person behind me. I was like, hey, can I open the window? They're like, yeah, no, you're good. And so I stuck my head outside the window like a dog the whole
ride. Oh my goodness.
And so I was just like, yeah, this is so cool. And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, it was like magical. And also like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow and I'm going to be in Texas. So like, it's not a big deal.
But, nope.
But now I woke up the next day in the hotel. I was like, oh, this is real. Okay, cool. But I was sticking my head outside the window. And then I saw like a couple of young people in a Jeep. It was such a small, narrow Jeep. It wasn't like a Wrangler. It was like the same Jeep brand, but it was thinner and more compact. And they looked at me, and I looked at them, and they were like, ah, look, it's like a foreigner kid. I was like, hey, and I waved. And they laughed and started waving back. I was like, oh, Japan's so nice. But then, like, as we've been walking around, sometimes I look at the cars, and, like, older mom-looking ladies, they look at me like, what are they doing here? Oh, my God, what is that? I'm just like, chill. It's just because you don't know me. It's fine. And I smile, and they're just like, he saw me. I gotta turn away.
So I guess we could talk a little bit about being a foreigner here.
Yeah. So in our town, I don't think there's any other foreign people here that are not.
No, there's one East other Asian guy.
Foreign. There's one other guy
close to the station. Okay. Well, we're trying to say there's not that many foreigners here in our area, or generally in Japan.
We maybe people of color too, because East Asian foreigners technically would be more normalized in society.
Yes, but yeah. So definitely, it depends on your mindset. Mm-hmm. So if you're used to racism, like in the sense of it being directed to you, you may feel more attacked here just because
it can be uncomfortable. I've gotten some really nasty stares.
Yes, their looks, like the way they look at you, doesn't always. You might not know what their look means, because if you're trying to correlate it to how it is in your country, it's probably different here. So true. Most of the time when like Japanese people stare at us or any other foreigners, sometimes it can seem a little intimidating because you like it may seem like they don't like you, but I think it's more of a
I'm confused. Shock on their side.
Yeah, they're like, I'm confused. Oh, okay, foreigner. Okay, and they're trying to just get out of your way.
Yeah, it's a look of frustrated confusion, like, I don't understand what's going on.
Yes, especially if, like, it's, like, their daily routine. They're going to the grocery store and just randomly foreigners
at the grocery store, that is where I've seen it the most, especially, like, the older generation, which is really funny because it's not, like, the super old people. The super old people don't even care. But it's like 40 plus, I've noticed, is like the established adult family people that look at us like, oh, that's weird. What are they, what are they doing here?
And it's different for them. Mm-hmm. But honestly, if you just smile and you kind of, you know, just seem positive. I mean, you should be. You're in an awesome country. And if it's your first time traveling, you should be happy. And honestly, once you show them that like you're a nice and good person and you mean well, they will most of the time reciprocate
that.
Yeah,
it's never been like a rude interaction. It's just been weird stares.
Yeah, I've never like had like slurs like directed at me or anything.
Yeah, nobody's been walking at me at a station like shoved me as they walk by. Like it's that's happened once, but it was an accident because we're just so packed.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just the stares.
Yeah, the stares.
It's just the stares.
They can be a little much, and we are also darker skinned foreigners,
and we're young too,
and yeah, so they just might they just may seem a little like concerned of what's going on, but honestly once they get used to you, they're just like any other person.
And we've been here a month. Oh my goodness. Oh no, it's okay. What is there, a kid trying to yell at a dog? That's what it sounds like.
Oh, there's a kid outside the window mocking a bark of a dog.
He's good.
He's good. I know.
Okay, so a little background on what we're doing right now. So our podcast studio, quote unquote, is just our little tatami room. Yes, we got a tatami room, but the windows are another thing I'm not used to. They're single pane windows. I don't know if this is normal or not, but the single pane windows are really bad for noise isolation. So occasionally you may hear the outside. This is a disclaimer. But anyway, on to the point of odd stereotypes in Japan. I think it's just that people are not used to seeing foreigners here. And especially when we go to Tokyo, like central Tokyo, Shibuya, Shinjuku, it's like a big city there. Like they don't even care.
Oh yeah. If you go to Harajuku, Shinjuku, Shibuya, you'll see so many more foreigners. And if you're like new to Japan, that may make you feel more comfortable. Mm-hmm. There's definitely more English. There's definitely more races there. But definitely don't be afraid to go to more like authentic
like
Japanese
rural
town
country areas, yeah.
Yeah, and residential areas. Just kind of just be confident and just go and just be a good person.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah. It's not that big of a deal. Oh, another thing I wanted to talk about was since we brought up Shinjuku and Shibuya and Harajuku, we also visited there and went we did a little bit of shopping, you know, because we had to.
Yes.
So Harajuku was lit. Awesome. It was amazing. Getting there, I think we took the long route for some reason. We just walked, but like
because we didn't know we were going to Harajuku. We're trying to go to this place called
Cookie Time. Cookie
Time. Yeah, because I really wanted some cookies.
It was so good. It was just, man. Okay, so it's I think it's a New Zealand cookie shop. I think, But they had an English-speaking staff there, which is so rare.
Yes. I was like, yes!
And then we went to Shibuya. I remember the Starbucks. We went to the famous Shibuya Crossing Starbucks, right? Mm. And the dude took our order in English. And his English was really good.
Yeah. That was awesome. I've always dreamt about being at that Starbucks, especially after working for Starbucks before coming here. It was just awesome to see how that kind of facility runs, like, on such a huge crossing.
Yeah, and it was very efficient. Like, they had the line, mm-hmm. and you picked up your food, and then upstairs was the seating area where you could actually see the crossing.
No, I think up to 7 floors.
Yeah, it was a shopping building. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's 7 floors. Starbucks took, like, half of 2 floors, I think. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, a little seated cafeteria area. But it was nice. And the Starbucks, like, literally sat out where you could see the crossing.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy dope, and it was so much fun. Then after that, we hit a couple other places, and then we went to Harajuku, right?
Yes.
So Harajuku, we hit especially that, like, really crowded small side street next to the mm-hmm. station, and oh my goodness, it was so crowded.
Yeah, like, you have to be ready for people, like, I guess, kind of,
like, being really close to you.
Yes. But it's okay. I mean, everyone just keeps on moving, but definitely try not to just stop, because
yeah, you will get in someone's way.
There's always movement. So mm-hmm. there's so much to look at, so many different stores.
Yeah, definitely. And there's, like, styles. Underground and above ground stores mm-hmm. too, which I think is really interesting, especially because Japan has, like, the whole, like, mini earthquake deals every now and then because of mm-hmm. Pacific Rim? Mm-hmm. Ring of Fire. Pacific Rim is a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but no, the Ring of Fire, there's, like, a couple tiny earthquakes, like, every month or so, but they don't affect the actual mainland. But I think it's so interesting that they have underground stores mm-hmm. and, like, buildings that are open to the underground. Like, that's so interesting to me. Yep. Like, they don't care. Mm-hmm. They're just like, nah, we're going to dig and we're going to have a shop, like, 2 stories down. That's mm-hmm. fine.
Oh. Those are really useful for hot days or rainy days. If you just want to go shopping, there's a lot of underground shopping malls.
Also, speaking of which, can you talk about the underground anime store?
Oh my goodness. What is it called?
I don't remember.
It's like the famous anime manga store in Japan.
That's what the sign said. So.
I'm pretty sure it is, because it was like...
Wait, was it Shinjuku or Shibuya?
I don't remember. No, Shibuya.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and it's about, like, what... 3 or 4 floors underground of just manga.
Yeah, so after we left Starbucks, mm-hmm. we got ramen, and then we hit the anime store, right?
Yes.
I just want to make sure I remember it was in the same area.
Okay, but I was just trying to say, like, it's multiple floors of a manga store, so you definitely get lost. I personally didn't like it just because... it was so underground, and I'm not used to being underground. It's coming from Texas. Yeah. You don't go underground in Texas. There's no basements or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely weird.
Mm-hmm. I remember going there thinking, oh, it's probably just like a small shop, like maybe a story down or so. We went down like 3-4 levels of stairs, and we're like, okay, where's the store?
Each level was a store.
No, on the underground part.
Yeah.
There was a store?
It was, like, levels of manga.
What?
Yeah.
I'm just remembering this wrong?
I think so.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay, so what I remember, apparently this is not what happened, but what I remember is we go down a floor, and there was a bookshelf, and then we go down another floor, but that was a whole...
Maybe the first floor you went down, it was just, like... a bookshelf, like, showcasing.
Okay, okay.
But, like, as you went down, it became different levels.
Okay. I was kind of freaking out how many levels we went down, so I might have missed all that. Mm. All I remember is just going down the stairs. And then we came out in the elevator, because I couldn't find the stairs again. We were just like...
Yeah, we couldn't find them.
Let's just go.
But pretty much, if you're looking for authentic, like, raw Japanese manga, it's there. It's mm-hmm. mostly Japanese manga. There's... small little baby section of English manga, like, translated to English.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also, like, action figures and they have, cards.
Power Rangers, like the mm-hmm. the Japanese Power Ranger one.
Yeah.
They had some Star Wars stuff, too, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, so you can totally geek out over there or nerd out, whatever the term is.
Same thing. We were just kind of walking by and saw the sign, and we were like, oh, it's underground, let's see. I was not expecting that. I really wasn't.
Yeah.
I was like, it's going to be a floor maybe. Nah, it was a maze.
Mm.
But yeah, I think there's a couple of cat cafes. There's a hedgehog cafe too in the same area. Mm. You should definitely check it out.
Mm.
Okay, so I think that ends our section of the catch-up. So that's pretty much what we've been doing this past month. Next up, we're in segment two. Now, Brie, this is your segment. We're going to call it Breebonics. I remember you didn't like the name after you came up with it on occasion, but it's time for you to shine. Now, I need you to explain what is Breebonics to you. I remember you had a very specific definition. It's like your own language or something. I can't remember.
It's like simplifying language.
Okay, simplifying
language. To the max. And with a little Ebonics twist.
Okay.
Just because that's how, I don't know, that's kind of the slang I grew up with. But
so it's Brie slang.
Yeah. Or just, yeah.
I guess, like Breebonics, but we're gonna to define it, we're going to have Brie slang. Okay. So here's what we're going to do, right? I have three scenarios, right? How would you say blank? All right. What would you do in this blank? And then also, how do you feel about blank?
Okay.
And you got to answer in Brie slang or Breebonics, all right?
Okay, I'll try.
Okay. So on the day we hit Shibuya Crossing, we're doing mm-hmm. a little sightseeing. Mm-hmm. When we hit the ramen store, right? How would you say in Breebonics, how would you tell someone to order at a ramen restaurant? How would
to
you do
tell
it?
Someone how to order
at like, the explain to someone in Breebonics how you order at the restaurant. Do you even remember?
Yeah, no, I remember, but I normally don't use my Breebonics with other people other than
it's
you.
It's just me. It's just me, though.
Okay, how to tell she.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to a ramen store, right? I've never been to a ramen store. This is my first time. Ignore Shibuya Day, okay?
Okay, so I'd be like, Ashish.
All right, what's up?
Get a ticket and go inside.
Where's the ticket?
Outside.
So I got to go outside to get a ticket and okay, then go so, inside?
Okay, so let's give you a picture of how the ramen shop is. You don't, like, there's no menu inside, like a little flip book, and you sit down. No, you order outside of the shop. And
okay.
And it's, like,
okay.
Kind of like a vending machine. Like, so, you're like, oh, I want
so
this
the,
ramen.
The ramen comes out of the thing, and I go inside and eat it?
Yeah.
The ramen comes out of the vending machine?
No. No, it's like a vending machine menu. You're like, oh, I want this ramen. You click it, you put in your money.
Okay.
Like a money slot, kind of like a vending machine.
Okay.
But
okay.
A ticket comes out. And that ticket, you go inside, you sit down, and you give to the chefs. And then they make it for you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So you tell me, in Breebonics, outside, ticket. Oh, crap. No, I messed up. Okay, you got to start over. I messed up. You got to help me understand this.
All I would tell you is, like, get a ticket and go inside.
Get a ticket, go inside.
You just have to figure the rest out. So you'd be like, oh, where do I get the ticket? I'd probably be pointing
or directing.
And then you would go and figure it out.
Okay, get a ticket, go inside. All right. Situation one, clear.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Okay. Second situation. What would you do in Breebonics, right? So
oh my gosh.
Say for some reason you're at home alone, right? You're home Ooh. Alone. I went to like the 7-Eleven or something. I'm like, I'm going to go get some chips. I don't know what I'm going to do. Sit.
His daily plan. Okay.
Hey, look, I love my chip. You know, like on the real, let's pause. Can we talk about this? I've given up on chips.
He has.
I've well, given up.
Kind of, yeah.
The only ones I like are the seaweed potato chips because everything has like shrimp or fish in it.
Yeah, bro. Like, okay, I understand having like meat product and chips and... You know, whatever, eat meat, whatever. Just but all the chips here have
every
like pork powder,
one.
Shrimp powder, beef powder.
Like, and there's no jalapeno chips, so I can't just get like a regular jalapeno chips.
I know, like it's probably bound to have all the seafood in it. But I mean, it is Japan.
I know, but what if I just want like a jalapeno potato chip? Can't find
but
it.
But it has to be with shrimp. Because it's Japan.
Like, I don't get that. Okay. Oh, that's so frustrating.
That flavor, okay. You know?
No, I don't want shrimp. I just want... so frustrating. Okay, what would you do? You're home alone, right? You're home alone. I'm at the 7-Eleven struggling to find some chips, right? Struggling. Okay? I have my phone, but for some reason, my data's off because I'm usually at home.
Wow.
My Wi-Fi, my cellular data's off. You can't even text me, okay? Can't even text me with that. Anyway, let's go from here, right? You're home alone.
Mm.
And you hear a noise. And you don't know where it came from. but the noise is loud enough for you to hear.
Oh.
What do you do? Embryonics, go.
I just sit my butt down. I am not gonna go and figure it out. I'll just stare at the general direction and make sure nothing's coming out. And I'll just text you. I'll be like, get home now.
I don't have my data.
Well, then I just wait. I sit my butt down. Most people would like go open the door.
I'm not gonna lie. Whatever. That's what I do. Like if I hear a noise, I like freeze. And then I'm just like,
well, if it's like really bad, then yeah. But
okay, so say it's a noise like,
yeah, it's probably the wind.
All the windows are closed.
I don't know.
Okay, so that's one. What if it's like,
but is she? You're home?
Ouch. Ow. Ah, that hurt my feelings.
But overall, just sit my butt down and probably distract myself. Just be like, oh, that was nothing. And just keep going.
Okay. That's not bad. Okay, I like that. So now, third situation, right? Oh, second situation, clear. Third situation. This one's a how do you feel? This one's more general, right? So, Embryonics, please explain to me.
Oh my God.
How do you feel about the, I don't know how to put this in my own words, so I'm going to try to do it in Embryonics, simple as possible. When you go to the train station and you got to wait for the train and mm-hmm. you don't know where to go, how do you feel about the train situation in Japan?
Ooh. All I have to say, my first time, I was like, first off, I've never ridden a train before. So I was like, I don't even know how this works. But you just stare at everything. You try to find English. That was my first thing. I was like, English, words, where? Oh, okay, I see some. You got to get your have your Google Maps in your hand. And you got to look for the same symbols. If you can't read katakana or hiragana or kanji. And then you got to know what the English translation is.
Okay,
so Google Maps in your hand. Look for the symbols in English, and then just stand where you gotta stand.
Okay.
And wait for the train. And the train should say where it's going and the next station, so that does help a lot.
Okay, cool. Mm. And to piggyback off that, there is a lot of English, especially in the train stations. Yes. I think some of the trains also, when they make the announcements in Japanese, after that, they also make it in English as well.
In English, it's mostly like JR Line, because that's the most, I guess, like, well-known.
I guess. I don't know. I think it's one of the most used ones. Mm. It's pretty cheap. And it also goes to a lot of different places, too.
Yeah. And we're also just mainly speaking for Tokyo reference, because that's mainly where we've taken trains.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how it is in southern Japan, but we're going.
Oh, yeah.
Mid-October.
Okay. So, thank you. How do you feel section clear? The next segment of the situation is called Run It. All right. I'm going to run it. So we're going to run some plans. We're going to run it by people. Ooh. What we've been consuming. What have we been putting out there?
Okay.
So yeah, it's called run it. I mean, like, you know, run it. Get things going.
Yeah.
Run it for sure.
You should not walk it?
No, we're not going to walk it. Got to run it.
All right.
Run it sounds better. Okay, so as you mentioned, we are going to southern Japan. Where are we going?
Osaka.
Why are we going to Osaka?
We're going to go see BTS. It's a K-pop group. For those of you who don't listen to Korean pop music.
It's the boys.
Listen to BTS and you will be satisfied.
It's the boys, man. They're,
yeah.
I'm so proud of them. Like, ever since we got into K-pop, like, I got back into K-pop, right?
Mm.
And so I realized, oh my gosh, this group is actually really good. I'm a huge fan of Big Bang. Big Bang's latest album, Made, I think, is a K-pop classic. And I think it's the best thing they've put out. But BTS is like, to me, BTS is like their successors. Mm. They like came out of nowhere, taking everything by storm. Mm-hmm. Their music is so good. They're so talented, so happy to like be part of the thing. I can't even talk about it without choking up.
And we've always wanted to see them live.
We joked about it, too.
We joked about it with our friends
and like,
everything.
We're like, we're going to Japan to see BTS.
Yeah, we were just joking. But when we saw that they were performing and it was pretty affordable and it was a different prefecture, because we're all about visiting new prefectures.
Oh, yeah. We got to see most of Tokyo. So now we're going out of Tokyo.
Yeah.
Majorly. Yokohama is like in the general same area, but...
It's a different... It's a different... region? Same region, but it's a different prefecture.
It's a different prefecture and region, I think.
No,
I think Osaka is in
Kansai. Oh, you're talking about Yokohama.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Yokohama, same region, different prefecture. You're right.
Yes, Osaka is a different region and prefecture.
I think it's Kansai. I want to say Kansai, but I'm not too sure. Still learning.
Yeah.
Okay, so BTS, we're going to see them in October. Definitely that will make the next podcast and that will make the next journal.
That'll be awesome. Also in Osaka, we may or may not visit is Universal Studios Japan. It's literally right next to our Airbnb.
Yeah, depending on how much it is too, because I don't know what Universal Studios is.
Also, I'm not that much big of a fan of amusement parks, but apparently it's pretty lit and they have Harry Potter World.
Harry Potter World?
World. Well, like a...
They got a whole world.
Because they have, like, different parts of Universal.
They got a whole world.
Yeah. All right, look. But it's pretty cool. It's not as lit as the one in London, of course. But
London.
Yeah, they have that there. They have huge aquarium. What else?
I don't know. I know the dome is where BTS is performing. Yeah, then... Near the dome, there's a bunch of like vegan vegetarian restaurants that I'm really excited to try.
Yeah, like
it's interesting to me because like I grew up with vegetarian foods, so like I gravitate towards those, and I know how to cook those the easiest. Right, those are the easiest recipes that come to mind. So like when I see all these different restaurants, I'm like, ooh, I would make that at home. But I mean, I could just pay for somebody to make it and eat it, like cut out that whole effort part and just be like, oh no.
Yes, so. That's what we'll be doing, and I mean, we'll probably do some super spontaneous things, but we'll definitely put it in the next magazine.
Oh, yeah. So, in this issue, yeah, issue number one definitely has the Yokohama Veg Fest and a bunch of pictures we took over there. Definitely, if you're in an area where there's like a food festival in general, always go. Regardless of vegetarian or not, the festivals are fun. Yes. There's people. It's a good energy. Mm. You get to try really cheap, really, really good food. And we were by the ocean, too. So we got to see the Pacific. Yeah. And so, like, sitting next to the Pacific Ocean, eating a burger was just so cool.
Definitely, whatever country you're visiting, or even the one you're living in, look for food festivals, culture festivals.
Yeah, they're definitely... It's always fun.
Concerts. Just do something... For the local area that you're at, and also just different areas of your country, just so you can feel more at home. Like, you know, like everyone loves their home, and we're becoming more homebodies as the days go. But it's so awesome to be in an area where there's a bunch of people enjoying some food or enjoying like some kind of like thing. Just go out there and be with people. Every once in a while, even if it's just once a month, just go.
Yeah, and it's important to get out too. You know, I've noticed that here, especially, like, it can be very easy to just stay at home all day. I mean, today's our day off day, so we've been kind of chilling. We haven't done much outside, but that's mostly because every week we do something almost every day outside. So it is kind of nice to just kind of hang out and chillax.
Yeah, and there's always you time if you plan for it. Unless if you're working like 7 days a week, I'm very sorry for you, but there's usually one day off that you can plan.
And you can always plan stuff ahead of time. A lot of people try to shoot for that spontaneity thing. Unless you're like obscenely good at that kind of thing, I wouldn't recommend it. Because you can have like a general plan, like, oh, on this day I'm going to go here. And then, you know, muck around a little bit, you know, go off the beaten path. But definitely if you have an idea of what you want to do, it's always easier to improvise that way.
What's helped with us is like having, okay, this day we're going to this city or this area. Oh, and then just having like two or three things that you definitely want to hit up while you're there. And then the rest can be spontaneous.
Yeah, like when we went to IKEA, we had to get furniture for the house. But then their IKEA like cafeteria area was so nice, we just ended up having a lunch date. We're just like, oh, this is nice.
Yeah, and then just walking around. And then we found out there's a movie theater. You know, stuff like that. Just... Go to where you want to go so that you have, like, some sense of direction while you're there. And then just walk around.
Yeah. And also, speaking of movies and stuff, So this is a part where we fill up, we fill in everyone on what we've been doing media-wise. So in the journal, one of the featured articles is My Hero Academia and how that's the first anime we've watched together in Japan, besides the ones that kind of just pop up on TV or on the train ads. So I wanted to ask you, because I wrote a little bit about it for the first season, how did you feel about season one?
Season one was great. I like that it has so many different characters, and it's constantly progressing. Doesn't really get still. I like that because I don't know. I don't really put that much time to watch anime. I know I'm in Japan, whatever, but I keep myself busy. So if it's something that's actually entertaining and constantly moving, I would actually set some time out for it. And this anime does do that.
How do you feel about the season one ending specifically? Because this is how I feel. I wrote about it in the thing, but at that point we were like halfway through. I got to get this off my chest. Season one ending. Oh my goodness. Homeboy All Might punched the bird brain dude into
Spoiler
the
alert. Yeah. I just
sky.
had to say it because you were going to say it.
You're right. Season one ending, spoiler alert. Homeboy All Might punches bird brain into the sky. Team Rocket style. I was shocked.
And she thought he was dead, and I
I
was like,
really did.
no, it's like rocket power. Like, he just
What, wait.
punched him.
Rocket power?
I mean, Rocket. Team Rocket. Sorry.
Was like, he punched him
Did
on
I
the
say that
skateboard?
earlier?
No, earlier you said Team Rocket.
Team
That's why
Rocket. Okay.
I was dying, but
I was
now.
like, he just punched him like Team Rocket, where they just went all the way in the sky and sparkled.
I really
He
thought
didn't
he punched
actually
him into
die.
space. I thought he was
Well,
just
he
like,
kind
get
of
out of
did,
here.
but it's like Team Rocket. They always come back, so he came
Okay,
back.
whatever. Okay, so season one. I personally, as it is right now, it's my favorite anime show currently. I still have like a top list of anime shows that I like. But right now, this is slowly creeping into my heart. I really like it. How you feel about it?
I wouldn't say it's one of my favorites. Don't hate me, anybody, but it's pretty good. Like,
Okay.
I like it.
It's solid.
Yeah, it's something that I could go back to. I'll probably watch some more after this podcast, but I don't know if I would put it as my favorite just yet. I have to see how season two goes.
Okay. I've heard really good things about it. As it's going right now, it's one of my favorite of the newer ones. So I can't say, like I said, I have a list of like top favorites that those have stayed the same. But, you know, it's hard. Anime is like always changing too. Oh, and speaking of anime, music. What you been listening to?
A lot of different things. So, when I first got here, I realized Pandora does not work in Japan. And that's where I listen to most of my artists. So, I had to download Spotify. So, lately, I've just been on a random music kick. So, I'll listen to Japanese hip hop, regular hip hop, K hip hop. So, I would just say genres. Definitely
Okay.
hip hop. And I listen to metal and rock. And
Is there anything you would recommend?
recommend?
Yeah, so like,
Oh, I guess
of what you've been listening to, what would you say, hey, I like this, check it out.
a recent rock band that I really like is Our Last Night. Is
Okay.
that what they're
I
that's?
think I have no idea.
Yeah. They're pretty cool. They do a
You can
lot
look
of
them up, okay, it's fine.
covers. They do a lot of covers. They did like a Humble cover. It was like a heavy metal
Oh, yeah.
version.
That
It
one got shared
was
on Facebook a
really
lot.
cool.
It was really, really good.
And then on like J Hip Hop Awich,
A witch? Okay,
she's a good female rapper.
Okay.
Yes. And honestly, I just do like my usual stuff like Drake, 2 Chainz, you know.
Okay, got you a little bit of hip hop in there.
Yeah. Our Last Night, yes, that
Our
was the
Last
rock.
Night. Okay,
Yes.
cool.
And then other than that, I just if it's like nighttime, I just listen to like sleepy music, like instrumentals or
Okay,
something like
cool.
that. Yeah.
All right. On my end, I've been listening to a lot of the same stuff you've been listening to. Less metal on the English metal side, but I've also been revisiting some of my old like J-rock bands and stuff. So, Gilgamesh, the self-titled album from 2008. Again, these are all my recommendations are all in the issue, but I'm gonna talk about them a little bit. That album is like super solid. I know I've played it a couple times, and you were surprised. And I was like, yeah, this came out in 2008.
Yes, they're pretty great.
It's an old but good album. Same thing with Awich. I was actually kind of surprised when it came on Spotify one time. I was like, oh, this is actually really good. And then got the album on Spotify. It was pretty good. Spanish music, J Balvin. I think he's Colombian, but his new album, Energia, I think. Mm-hmm. Really, really good. Almost all the songs are smash hits. I love them. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is like a Spanish music single. I don't know the guy's name, but it's the one I've been playing on repeat. That one is so good. It's like Bollywood Latin fusion. Love it. Just sounds so good. Anyway, so that's all the music and media. The last part of the show is basically we're going to run some ideas. What do you want to do in October?
In October, I want to do Halloween stuff here. Apparently, it's a huge thing in Japan. In the last couple of years, it's been bigger. I just want to go to, maybe they have a festival or something. Yeah, maybe dress up. I mean, it's not really a new idea, but it's just something I want to do this month.
Well, it's different too, because apparently in Japan, from what I've read, cosplay is big in like the under 30 group. So like,
we're under 30, so
like, so like our age, like millennial age kids, and like under. I know it's really popular with elementary kids, maybe not so much teenagers, but like really, really young kids, and then like young adults who are in their prime. They're like go festivals and stuff like that.
Yeah, that, and also really keep up my fitness because I've been doing pretty well.
Cool, cool.
I don't know, just trying to figure out what my fitness niche is. Mm-hmm. Like, do I like to walk? Do I like to run? Do I like to, like, do body resistance? Yeah, anything. I'm just doing everything right now and then just keeping it up. So I'm really excited to see how I am at the end of October when I've been doing it all month and month to month. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, pretty much the same. Halloween, definitely excited. BTS concert, definitely excited.
Yes, BTS concert.
Osaka, excited. And I think this month, too, I'm going to try and get the journal, like, going for a second time. Mm. Like I said, I want the journal at least to go for a year along with the podcast. So hopefully I can get more organized with it, you know? This time I got submissions from people I solicited directly. If you'd like written reviews, short stories, poems, photography, art, if you want to submit it, there's a link on the Facebook page, Culture Corner Pod on Facebook. Twitter is C Corner Pod. Twitter usernames are a little bit harder to handle. But yeah, if you're interested in submitting something, definitely get in touch. And if you like the podcast, share it with some other people. This is basically just me, Brigitte, and myself. Well, I can't even talk right now. So this is just a way for myself and Brigitte to kind of like talk English in a country where a lot of people. We have to practice Japanese outside the
home. Talk English?
I mean, okay. Yeah. Look, it's getting late. It's hard, okay?
It's just a way for us to speak English and keep it up and use complex English sentences because as we learn more Japanese, we may get a little wonky with our English or maybe not. So we'll be talking to you more often, you meaning the audience.
Yeah, and each other too, so we can practice. It's also kind of cool to, like, bounce ideas off.
Yes. And I guess as we get more deep into this podcast, we can speak some Japanese. So at the end, my little segment.
Okay. Brie's second right surprise before we segment. End,
what are the Japanese words we know? Just like a couple.
Throw them in there. Okay. So I've been practicing a lot. And
Just one word.
One word. Okay, so
say it in Japanese and say it in English. One
word phrase of the podcast or a couple words. Mine would be sumimasen. So like that's excuse me. Sumimasen is like, oh, excuse me or pardon me, something like that.
Yes, it's often used whenever like you're trying to get by somebody while you're walking.
Or get someone's attention.
Or yeah, get someone's attention. At a grocery store, it's just kinda like, oh, my bad, excuse me, sorry.
Yeah, sumimasen.
Yeah.
It's really easy, so suimasen. I may or may not be using that incorrectly, but it's worked so far. So. Yes.
I also like, it's more like a greeting. Konbanwa is like, good evening.
Oh yeah, konbanwa.
Yes. That's really cool. It's, because you know, everyone knows konnichiwa means hello, and you actually generally say that in the early afternoon.
Yeah, it's like daytime.
Yeah, like daytime. So it's actually really awesome to say konbanwa in the evening when we go shopping.
Oh, yeah, it's so like stores and trains and stuff. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, we should do that more. Another surprise word that I threw into the issue is torihiki. Torihiki. It means trade. So with you guys, the audience, I'd like to do a trade. If you guys like the podcast and like what we're up to, definitely let us know. Share it if you want to. That's fine. But I really like getting feedback more than anything. Leave a comment. Get in touch with us. That would be super dope. And we'll keep doing this for you guys. Torihiki. It's a trade.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're done for tonight. That was it. Run It is over. This has been the Culture Corner podcast. Check out the magazine journal issue. If you want to submit something, send it in. Definitely get in touch. Brie, do you have anything you want to say?
Thanks for listening. And you're still here. Awesome. We'll be here next time.
Yeah, we'll be here next time. This is a monthly podcast. So if you're into it, let us know. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. Sayonara.
Sayonara.